expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Cyber Minds!
Hope I didn't blow anybody's eardrums out.
It is March.
It is March 1st. Can you believe that?
2020, we got fire engines going on.
Oh, they're going crazy out there. A lot of activity out there. Wow. Let's hope everything's okay.
Keeping an eye on the page. Nothing official has been reported yet, but I'll let you know when we know what that is about.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley.
We appreciate it.
My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And, she's a happy girl.
She's a happy girl.
We'll see.
There you go. Well, I mean, I could go into my standard deal about, being in the unfunded seventh circle of an out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters that spun us into a mountain of interest of fiat paper no longer backed by real money. And the mainstream media, meatheads, press thieves, politicians, pedophiles, liars, libbers, leakers, and lowlifes that have painted themselves in a corner of a steaming pile of political correctness, Marxism gone wild. We're here fighting the New World Order. Or should I say,
we're just in the fight. Yeah, we're in the fight.
We're in the fight. We have a special guest with us today, Michelle Dugar. And she is going to talk to us today about school curriculum, sex education.
Oh, this stuff will blow your mind.
In the state of California.
Yeah. Oh, but it's across the United States, Well, just so people know, but it's really bad here. And so...
There you have it. So, before we get started, do we have any announcements that we want to get out
there? We do. Which one do I want to start with? Okay, let's do March 4th at Parsons Junior High at 8:45 in the morning. They will be doing their veterans program. They do an awesome job over there. And all veterans are welcome. It's a free event. So get out there and show support for that. Also, we have on Monday... We have a support rally for Dr. Danuka and Patrick Jones at 11:30 to 12:30 at Cypress and Hilltop. Bring your signs and flags.
I guess we got an update in the chat room. It's a structured fire down on Locust.
Yep. I was just bringing you that note.
Thank you.
Ooh, let's hope they get that out quickly. And then also I want to remind people next Saturday and Sunday is the gun show, Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Doors open at 9 a.m. We will go to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 4 p.m. on Sunday. Also at the gun show, the Veterans, Northern California Veterans Support Committee for the Veterans Home, we will be selling gun safe tickets, a 40 gun safe. Tickets are $10. We only printed 500. So as soon as we sell them all, we will be drawing for that safe. There is free delivery within 25 miles of Jones Fort.
Wow.
Compliments of Patrick Jones.
There you have it. So that's our lineup of events coming
up. Yeah, it's getting that time of year.
Well, we have a special guest, Michelle Dugar, in the studio with us. And maybe you could say hello to our listeners, Michelle, and give us a little background on yourself.
Well, hi, everybody. And I want to thank you, Mark and Linda, for having me on today. I am a grandma who's very concerned about what's going on with our sex education in California. And I'm also a behavioral health consultant, so I have some science background. So just want to thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. I know there a lot of the listeners out there kept saying, when are you going to get her on? When are you going to get her on?
Well, I guess let's start off with it's no longer about the birds and the bees, is it?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Nope. If you want to know in kindergarten how to do something.
That is.
Yeah. Now, that's not. So let me. Can I start?
Go ahead.
Start wherever you'd like.
We'll have a break at about 15 after in about 5 minutes, and then we'll have another 15. So, you know, just so you know if we have to cut you off. But, have at it. The floor. You have the floor.
Well, in 2016, the legislature changed the bill, AB 329. Shirley Weber was the author. They changed the bill to make it more comprehensive. So it's called Comprehensive Sexual Education.
Boy, that comprehensive is a buzzword, isn't it?
And comprehensive, depending on the author of the curriculum, goes from anywhere, and I'll get into that.
What was the name of the bill again, just so I can write it down?
It's Comprehensive Sexual Education, and it was renamed California Healthy Youth Act.
And what's the bill's number?
It's AB 329. And Shirley Weber from San Diego is the author.
All right, very good. So go ahead.
So what happened was they changed the existing law to revise some things. In other words, they wanted more descriptions and illustrations of the human reproductive organs. They also want to discuss gender, sexual orientation, and family life. And so those were the huge, big conforming changes. And those are the things that we have angst about.
Well, you know, this whole, are you shocked? Are we, anybody surprised about they're pushing, this transgender? There's, they don't even know how many genders there are anymore because there's really only two. But the fact is that, you know, if we've got 57 genders and so forth, our kids aren't going to be confused, are they?
Oh, and that's, in fact, there's studies in Sweden, I was reading, that there's a 1,500% increase in gender nonconforming kids, gender dysphoria. 1,500%.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
If you teach kids something that is completely untrue, they believe their teacher because mm-hmm. their kid's trying to learn things and they trust their teacher's judgment. And this is just off the charts.
And this thing is showing them how to do this. These bizarre things. They're just bizarre.
And you got to ask yourself the question, for what end? For what purpose? Why do they have, why would they be teaching kindergartners anything about sex?
Well, just to clarify that point, the mandate in the law is for once in middle school and once in high school. That's the mandate. That's the law. But they are okay to teach K through 12. So they are okay with that. So it just depends on the schools. The teachers and superintendents that I've been talking to here in the North State mm-hmm. are still conservative. So they're being very careful with this. In fact, one superintendent I talked to chose a curriculum that he described was the lesser of the evils. We have about five main curriculum that have been accepted, are the schools that are using these. One is called Making Proud Choices. That is a horrible curriculum. Planned Parenthood Los Angeles has a curriculum. Positive Prevention Plus is the main curriculum here in Reading. Most of the schools are using that. Not CV, though. CV, I'm not sure what their curriculum is. Planned Parenthood is teaching up there. Rights, Respect, Responsibility is a curriculum. I bought that curriculum. I also downloaded Positive Prevention Plus. So I have I've read page to page in both of those curriculums.
Do you have links to all of those things?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Is there any way that you could get those to me and
yes.
I'll start posting them?
Yep. In fact, I can give you a copy of this.
That'd be awesome. And then I'll post them on Facebook this next week.
Yeah. And I just wanted to let the people know out there, before Michelle came on, we were talking out there and didn't realize, Mark or I really, that Planned Parenthood is actually doing some of the teaching in school. Not that they're advising or they've come up with the plan. They're actually doing the teaching in some of the schools.
Well, it's news to me because I just found out before we got in here that they're teaching in Central Valley High School, which is where my grandson is going, who lives with me. And I'm a little bit concerned that I haven't even been told that, and I don't know if he's been taught anything. They're supposed to give out some kind of permission slip prior to.
They're required by law to give a 14-day notice. They're also required to allow you to view all the material, which often they don't. They don't show you the videos. They don't show you the handouts. They mainly show you the curriculum, which on its face doesn't look so bad. It's what's embedded. I'm just going to show you a picture,
Mark. Yeah, I was kind of looking at some of that, and I mean, what she's showing me is, you know, like the, you know, the figures that they have on signs in Europe, you know, like stop.
Universal people signs.
Well, the universal people sign is basically showing somebody having oral sex and anal sex in those positions, and that's what they're teaching.
Oh, that's
school.
Just the beginning.
Well, I mean,
this is on page 471 of Positive Prevention Plus. So we have actual the actual paper that shows
right.
it. Can I tell you a little
before
bit
before you do? We do
sure.
have to go to a break.
Okay.
So keep that thought, and when we come back, we'll pick it up there, and you'll have another 15-minute segment. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings, $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ10. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
14-time Grammy winner Ricky Skaggs will be at the historic Cascade Theater on March 8th. The Country Music Hall of Famer and Bluegrass Wunderkind is touring with his band Kentucky Thunder and will be performing live at the Cascade. Don't miss this iconic performance on March 8th. Tickets at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
Thank you.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're here in the studio with Michelle Dugard, and we're talking about,
comprehensive sex education in the school
system. It's like
rut-row. This stuff, if you're a parent or a grandparent or anybody out there, adult, needs to be aware of this stuff.
It's I was really surprised when you said that Central Valley was teaching this. I didn't have any idea. And now, you know, in light of the things that have happened in the last week or so with the wrestling coach being arrested, now I'm even more concerned about what's going on up there. And I'm going to do a little investigative reporting and find out what the, you know, hell is going on up there.
Right.
Well, so go ahead and keep going where you're at.
So I wanted to tell you about Planned Parenthood, since we were talking about that before the break. Planned Parenthood has a list of sexual rights that they are promoting. So I'm going to read the rights. Sexual pleasure is a right. Sexual rights are human rights. Sexual pleasure should be enjoyed by all ages.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What?
By all ages.
Yep.
And, and they're promoting this as a right of the child?
Of the
child.
Which
correct.
Means that if the children have rights, the parents don't control the children, because now the parents lost control and the rights are being implemented to the child by the government, so the parents no longer have say over that
particular.
And that's particular
actually happening in other countries right now, where children can choose to transition to another sex without parental consent. That's happening. And just a segue to that, since you mentioned it, Ilhan Omar, from the congresswoman from Minnesota, has introduced a bill that to have the United States adopt the Convention on the Rights of the Child. And the first part of the preamble is the state's parties. So the child would belong to the state, not to
the parents. Well, that's
the
end game, isn't it? Is that remove all the rights of the parents, make the state God, and then the state rules over everything and controls everything. And, of course, these young, impressionable children, you know, their minds not completely formed, know what's right for them in the long haul, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's just stupid. You know, you don't let a three-year-old decide what to.
And they're doing that. There are children right now that are transitioning that are very young, and the other parents are there. If you look at the stories, there's a big fight going on all over the world. Can I read the?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
It makes me angry.
another one is limiting the sexual rights from Planned Parenthood, limiting access to sexual information or sexual services, which also includes transitioning and hormones, violates a child's sexual and human rights. Children should be able to exercise sexual rights without interference from parents, guardians, or other adult caregivers.
You're right back to the state being the, you know, giver of the rights and it just is insane, because of course the government has your child's best interest in mind, as opposed to the parent wanting to do what's right for the child. Their interest, the government has a better idea what your child needs, right?
Right, right. It's scary. It's really
it's
scary.
It's very scary.
That's why I'm on this. It's a lot of work, but I have to do this. Planned Parenthood is also opening, they've been authorized to open, 50 reproductive health centers in Los Angeles high schools. The Washington Post reported that a month ago. They're funded with $10 million from Los Angeles and $6 million from Planned Parenthood, and they offer a full range of birth control options, testing, pregnancy counsel, and they're training hundreds of teens to be peer advocates to provide information about safe sex and relationships.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. Can I show you? I don't know how graphic I can get, but can I
show
you?
Well, on the radio, you can show us anything you want. You know,
the description that we put out over the air may be a little
subdued.
Yeah.
Although we do have Ashley the Ninja Warrior behind there ready to censor us at a second's notice because she has been training with the Space Force for quite some time.
Okay. Well, this is a handout from Planned Parenthood on Anal Play 101, and it's for youth ages 13 to 19, and it tells you how to do it step by step, anal play. So what they're...
Holy...
Oh, yeah.
Mother of...
And it has a graphic, a little picture, couple pictures, but you start with putting your fingers, and I won't go past
that. Yeah, I got the picture. That's what they're teaching at what grade level?
No, they're not teaching this in school. This is a handout from Planned Parenthood. So if Planned Parenthood
That could be. So if I start handing out dirty pictures of pornographic children at school, that's not teaching them anything,
because
right?
You're not teaching sex ed, you would be called pornographic. Because I looked the law up, but because they're teaching
sexual
ed. You don't
work for Planned Parenthood.
They can do that.
Oh, my God.
Because I did look up the laws about that.
Yeah, they're in reference. They also have that fisting and...
Yes.
Oh.
So now that's not Planned Parenthood. That was a book approved by California Board of Education called SEX, All You Wanted to Know for Youth. Now, I don't have it in front of me. 13 to 26, I believe. But I have pages from that book. I bought the book so I could see it for myself, and it was approved by California Board of Education as a resource. And parents, just the outcry from parents, they took it off as a recommended book, but it's still a resource. So here's a page about deeper manual sex, and this is about putting your fist in the rectum. That's a page there.
Oh, my God.
And then there's another page that you can see about dental dams, and it has a woman's body with her legs completely open with a dental dam, which is a kind of a condom, over her vaginal area.
Yeah, a rubber dam is what they use to do root canals in the dental office.
Yes.
If any of you have had dental work, that rubber thing that they put in their mouth, they're teaching the children how to apply that and other means.
I guess I never went to the dentist that much because I. This
well,
is
I
all,
worked in a dental office.
This is all news to me. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah,
what
they
the
teach
hell
them,
are they doing?
Yeah, they teach them where they can apply it for their mouth for oral sex as well.
And it's not just vaginal; it's also for rectal. So.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So one of the requirements is to be age appropriate, and so far, do you think this is age appropriate?
What is their definition of age and what's appropriate?
They don't have a definition.
So this could be for a first grader?
No, this is the mandate for the once in junior high, middle
school.
So
the high school.
Right. Middle school, so this is 13-year-olds, and once in high school.
So this is 7th, 8th grade, and then high school.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is normalizing child sex. They're desensitizing children to sexual things. They're teaching about sex toys. And sex toys are not allowed to be sold to children under 21. So why are they teaching that?
I think there's something wrong with these people. There's something wrong with these people. They are so screwed up from just a common sense standpoint of decency that the lines are so blurred in these people's mind between what's right and what's wrong and what's good for you and what's not.
Yeah.
That they
have a question.
I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, I just saw, you know, like for 12-year-olds don't have to notify the parent for vaccines and stuff. So say your kid's 13, they're in junior high or high school, whatever grade that puts you at. Can they not let the parent know that they're going to be attending? You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
no,
sure, they give a note to the kid to take home. But do they have to give it to the parent?
No, if it's not returned, they just go ahead.
Yeah,
and
but
give
I
it.
Mean,
it's that's why the parents
and the, yeah.
want an opt in. They call it instead of an opt out. So the parents can opt out. That is a legal okay to opt out, but they have to be told 14 days in advance. And I really recommend that the parents go and see the curriculum, the videos, the handouts, everything. The embedded, look for embedded. This one with the anal sex and oral sex, the stick figures. Uh-huh. That was an embedded figure. So look at those.
Okay, with that, if you don't mind, we do have a caller on the line.
Sure.
Good morning, Terry. You got a question or comment for our guest? Terry. Are you there, Terry? Hello?
I'm here.
Hey, you got a question?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
We can hear you now.
I mean, unbelievable. Yeah, I got a question. I mean, this is great information. I mean, this needs to be on Free Fire Radio, and this also needs to be on KQMS. This is insane stuff. I mean,
it is.
What more do you need here? I mean, this lady coming on here with integrity and being a mom, a grandmother, and here she is on here telling you that, I mean, good grief, what do people need here? And why isn't Carl Bott and all these other folks talking about this? Why isn't this on the radio? Don't you think parents should know this stuff?
Well, I think they should, and maybe they're not aware of it.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
I mean,
we need to talk to Carl and see about getting her on the weekday program,
yeah.
And maybe over KQMS as well, and maybe
definitely KQMS, and you know, any other station. But TV, what about Mike Mangus, KRCR?
Oh yeah, they're
how about the Action News? This is something that's got to get out there, and I'm so supportive of this lady. I think it's a great thing she's doing. Thank you for doing this. I know it takes time and money for you to do it, and well appreciated. But this is just getting to a point to where I don't know how you cannot be angry over all this. How do you not have anger over this?
I don't know.
And you know, the real deal is that we have to get, we are the news now. You know, I mean, you can't depend on KRCR to report anything other than, I mean, and half the time the weather they're wrong, but they report the party line. This should have been reported a long time ago, by the mainstream media, and they refuse to do so. This is as bad as lying about what you're talking about, is blacking out what you're talking about. We've seen this pattern for years where they just, if it's something that the, party in power, the Democrats or whoever's pushing this stuff, the communists down there in Sacramento, whoever's pushing this stuff, they just ignore it because, that might make them feel uncomfortable or maybe they'll get fired. I don't know.
Well, it bothers me that you don't even have teachers that have come forward on this. That bothers me. You got teachers that...
They're all afraid to lose their jobs.
Actually, teachers are coming out. There's a group.
Are they starting to?
Yes. There's a group called Informed Parents of California and a lot of other groups, but that's a huge one. It is a grassroots group. Started with a couple hundred. It's got 40,000 members. Lots of teachers, lots of board members of schools on this site.
And I wonder how many local we have that's involved in that.
I don't know, but there is a teacher from Turtle Bay who was fired. A couple months ago, because I don't know if it's a female or a male, but they refused to use pronouns on a child that was decided that they were a different
gender.
But you know what? What does that say about the people running the show over there?
Yeah,
what does that say about the principal or the school administrators or the school supervisor? Who's running that? I mean, so you fire a teacher because they don't agree with this stuff? Whatever happened to freedom? So the state, it's just like the old gun argument. If the state mandates, then you have to do it no matter what, just because you're afraid to lose your job?
Right. And there is a...
Go ahead, Terry.
Well, you know, the thing is that right now, I mean, this is a simple question we need to ask everyone. And that is, whether it's the school curriculum your kid has, the toys your kid plays with, the food your kid eats, the food you eat, the light bulb you use, the water you drink, the car you drive, the gas you use, name one thing that the government, whether it be the state, or the federal government doesn't control in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Name one.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. Go ahead, mm-hmm. Michelle. I know you've got some more stuff there.
So in Education Code 51933 says all instruction and materials must be age appropriate, provide knowledge and skills for making and implementing healthy decisions, and be medically accurate. So I just want to give you a little excerpt about the medical accuracy. What they're doing is clumping vaginal, anal, and oral sex together as low-risk behavior with a condom per their curriculum. They have equal protection through condom use. That is false. First of all, condoms are not FDA approved for anal intercourse. So right there, that's false. It violates Education Code 51931, Part D and F, and 51934. Also, if used 100% of the time, condoms, 100% the right way for anal intercourse, they fail 30% of the time. Planned Parenthood and Positive Prevention Plus in a picture that they have says it's very good protection against HIV. The CDC, according to the CDC, HIV among gay and bisexual men, anal sex is the riskiest type of sex for getting or transmitting HIV. Receptive anal sex is 13 times as risky as insertive anal sex. Anal exposure to HIV poses 30% more risk for the receptive partner than vaginal exposure, and that's because the rectal tissue is very vascular, it's very thin, and it's not lubricated like the thick, lubricated vaginal wall.
Okay, with that, we do need to go to a break. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Supervisor Leonard Modi.
As the former police chief, I understand the importance of public safety. More jail beds are needed, and recently we added over 100 beds by renovating our existing jail. This was a 50% increase over the proposed adult rehabilitation center at only 25% of the operating costs. Public safety remains as my number one priority.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, 2020.
Sovereign Radio. I might have a window open here.
Yeah, somewhere. I'm not sure where that's coming from. But
well, I was just doing a little homework, and It looks like, you know, if AOC was old enough, they were thinking about putting her for vice president under the Bernie Sanders ticket. If that don't scare the bejeebus out of you, you're not smart. That might have been on the on that tape, on that that tape, though. I don't know. The background noise. Anyway, that was Mike and the Mechanics way back in the day. Wow, I'm just kind of stunned at this point, and
I'm just sick. And yeah. Like I say, we are talking during the break. I go back to the teachers. You mean to tell me that what kind of people would, whether it costs a job or not, that they would just go along with anything? They have no morals, no...
Fear is probably the driving factor. I mean, if you got a family to feed, you're in a pretty depressed economy up here in the North State. Now everybody knows jobs are hard to find. You know, I mean, I don't know.
So what's next coming down for them to teach that they'll go ahead and say, yeah, that's okay?
I don't know. But if anybody out there has any questions or would like to have some answers addressed on some of these issues, please feel free to call in at 605-4567 and ask Michelle. She's the expert on this stuff. So anyway, what else have we got over there?
So back to the teacher that got fired at Turtle Bay, the education code for that she apparently violated was 51453. And this was just passed in 2019. If a student so chooses, district personnel shall be required to address the student by a name and the pronouns consistent with his, her gender identity without the necessity of a court order or a change to his official district record. So a child can have fun for the day and make the teacher call him or her whatever they want. And
that's not going to disrupt the classroom with disrespect.
They're just opening a can of worms.
Well, that's what this seems like the whole thing is. They want to create chaos. This is the agenda, is to create uninformed people who are mixed up, don't know what ends up, don't know right from wrong, and so look to the state for the answers of everything.
Right. And I told you the statistics in Sweden, a 1,500% increase. In 2017, UCLA did a study on California youth 12 to 17. There's a 27% increase in the students down there that are gender nonconforming. So these kids are –
Yeah, I was just looking at this paper that you have, different gender activity. How to do all these different activities for the kids to find out if they want to be a different gender or what it would be like to be a different gender. I mean, it's like ask the student to stand up, turn around twice, and sit down again. Then say, I want each of you to imagine that you are a different gender. Wow. Wow.
So it's sensationalizing that. And there was another study on the developmental changes in brain function. Since I'm a behavioral health specialist, I'm very interested in that. Adolescents have an immature reward processing and inhibitory control brain. They're growing and they're making better decisions, but because of that, they have an increased exploration and sensation seeking. They're like, oh, let's just be a different gender and see what that's like. Look at all the privileges that they're getting. So let's go for that. Well, meanwhile, these wellness centers are going to pull them in and start hormone transitioning therapy and just, you know, get them going before they realize what's happening.
Well, I just pulled up Saul Alinsky's doctrine, 8 steps to topple a nation and create a socialist state. Number one, health care. Control health care. You control people. Number two is poverty. Increase poverty levels as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you provide everything they need to live. Debt. Increase the debt to unsustainable levels. That way you can able to increase taxes, which will produce more poverty. Gun control. Remove the ability to defend yourself from the government. You will create a police state. Five is welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, housing, income. Six, education. Take control of what people read, listen to. Take control of what their children learn in school. Does this sound like any kind of a plan that we're following?
Yeah.
I mean, how much more do you got to lay out before you wake up and you realize that this is a planned takeover of the United States? If you look at Bernie Sanders and the socialist crap he's pushing, if you look at the state of California, Gruesome Newsom, you look wherever you want with this socialist garbage. And this isn't about taking care of anybody.
Nope.
This is about taking care of everybody.
Mm-hmm. And before we get to our caller, I wanted to let you know that in the chat room, I guess somebody called in to the studio and said in Oregon, they just simply call it health education.
Mm-hmm.
Very blanketed under that. And with that, we do have Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. I've been listening to this lady speak there. It's kind of a weird situation. But anyway, I was wondering, what is a parent to do if you have a family get-together and there's all kinds of cousins, mixture of six cousins, girls and boys together in grammar school age, and you go look, where are the kids anyway? You go look, and you open the bedroom door, they're all in there naked having sex. And what's the person supposed to say? What are you kids doing? He said, we're having sex, Mom, like they taught us in school. You're supposed to say, well, that's nice, kids. Just don't fight. Is that what you're supposed to say?
I mean, that's outrageous, Dick, but I get your point.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do if you get them having sex? Well, they taught us that in school. We're not doing anything wrong.
Well,
yeah, what's the problem?
Let me read the last two tenets of the eight platforms of Saul Alinsky's way to take over a country through this Rules for Radicals. Number seven is religion. Remove the belief in God from the government and the schools. So they look to the government and the schools instead of God for guidance and morality. And last, class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent and will be easier to tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. And this whole thing is nothing but a big takeover. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, if we can't see that plan being implemented right now, we're just not paying attention. And this is one part of it. And this is a part that maybe we'll get enough people up in arms to do something, to get involved, to not just sit back and watch the TV and pretend that nothing is going on and you can't do anything. At some point in time, you're going to have to do something or you're going to be, I mean, if you look at the guy in Bernie Sanders' campaign that's saying the liberals are the first ones they're going to take out on the beach and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Okay, I have my 2 cents.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dick. Sorry. We really appreciate it, you know.
I guess I ranted a little bit.
No, on that note, though, what is the parents to say? One of the homework assignments encourages children to question parents' beliefs, their cultural and religious values, and question them. Why are you doing this?
Yeah,
why?
This isn't a...
You're a bad parent. You're bad.
This isn't a roadmap for a takeover, is it? This is not planned. They're not putting this into their doctrine for teaching our kids with that, probably.
Yeah, we need to go to a break. Again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you.
Listen here, you little twit.
Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary girl who, with a sharp mind, proves that even if you're little, you can do a lot. Inspired by the genius of Roald Dahl, Matilda the Musical is packed with high-energy dance numbers, catchy songs, and an unforgettable cast. Children and adults alike will be thrilled and delighted by the story of Matilda. Cascade Theatre presents Matilda the Musical, March 20th through 29th. Tickets at cascadetheatre.org or 243-8877.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When you ask how I've been here without you, I like to say I've been fine, and I do. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Sometimes a heart. Some days a diamond, some days a stone.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Your Talk Radio, 96.5 and 1460 AM. Wow, we're back.
Yes, we are. First of all, we had a caller call in, and they want you to repeat your full name and where they can go to get some of the information. Then we got a couple callers.
Okay. My full name is Michelle Dugar, and where they can go is Informed Parents of California. We have a subgroup here in Shasta County called Informed Parents of Shasta County. There are also all kinds of other groups that are forming because of this, and a lot of parents, grandparents, people fighting back. Actually, Brian Dolly has submitted another bill for transparency. And that was just on the news last week, actually. So, but please join, and you can get a lot of information from those sites.
And that's is that informedparents.org?
Yes.
All right.
And there's a Facebook.
All right.
Site. Do you have a contact number or no that they can call?
Just no.
Okay. No. And with that, we'll go to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Hey guys and gals.
Hey.
Kind of related about our horrible Common Core education system, but about a year ago, my kid brought home some work, and I'm always looking at it because of these reasons, and it was a reading comprehension, read a paragraph or two, answer some questions, and it had to do with orphans, and one of the answers to one of the questions was, it is fun to be an orphan. And then one of the other questions on the same assignment had something to do with your parents have been killed and, you know, relating to orphans and stuff. And this is my fourth grade son.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the school board and I gave him hell. So anyways, it's related to all this horrible Common Core undermining family values, traditional values kind of stuff. Anyway, so great show, guys and gal.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Now we'll go to Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I am so grateful that you have Michelle on, and I hope a follow-up can happen. And I agree with Terry that the media absolutely needs to start covering this ASAP. You can't undo a sex change. I'm an MFT. I heard Michelle at the Patriots meeting a few weeks back. And just unbelievable. We know the United Nations has a role. I don't see why we can't wait until children are at a full age of consent, when their brain is a little bit more functional. This is just astonishing what power and control they're giving little children. One resource, Comprehensive Sexuality Education Agenda. It's a YouTube. It's about 35 minutes long. I think it's done by Family Watch International. And I suggest people watch that to really get up to date. It's professionally done. So I just wanted to import that as a resource. And I appreciate you having Michelle discuss a very pertinent issue, because it is. It's indoctrination.
I agree with that. And we appreciate you calling in, Lori.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. Bye. Thanks for having a good day. We have about 4 minutes left, Michelle. So what is it you would like to get out there in the last 4 minutes?
I want to bring up the video Lori talked about. That is an excellent resource, and it's actually what got me started on this path, because it is comprehensive. This issue is worldwide. It started in third world countries, went to Europe, and then came to the United States, and it's all over the United States. But it is from familywatch.org, and it's, I believe, you'll see it on there, CSE. Excellent. There's a short 11-minute video, and then there's a 35-minute more comprehensive video. But just a couple things that we didn't focus on.
Okay.
They promote masturbation. They show videos with masturbation, and not just individual masturbation, but mutual phone masturbation, group masturbation, amaze.org, and some of the other videos that they show actually show the masturbation. They eroticize condom use. They use penis models and role play. They teach children they're ready for sex when they know what turns them on and can communicate what they like while also asking their partner what they like. They use, they have homework assignments to assess if TV shows use condoms, which means that the children, and this is more of a high school assignment, that they have to look at what shows condom use, X-rated movies, not R-rated, X-rated. So,
I can't even watch TV anymore. I mean,
yeah.
I got a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 14-year-old, and I think I've watched one movie in the last 6 months, just because every time I turn it on, even on the PG stuff, I end up, you know, they drop an F-bomb, I mean, mm-hmm. something. I just should mm-hmm. shut it off. I mean, so we don't do movies anymore.
Yeah, but I would imagine most of the kids, especially in high school, have...
Well, they got their phones.
Phones that they'll be watching this stuff on.
Well,
and I think what they're assuming is that because the kids are seeing this already, let's go ahead and teach them that. But what they're doing is going way past teaching and making it very sexual and pornographic.
So what you got to do is, number one, get control of the school, mm-hmm. and number two, you can check what's on your kid's phone. I do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And also talking to them and being the parent and actually going over this stuff so they understand what the government's doing is a big help, because they're smart, some of them. And I mean, I've had several conversations
most of them,
with Ethan, and they start to get it, even if it's just another voice coming in,
right.
You know, with some reason that at some point in time, you know, that should kick in.
And I just want to remind the listeners, the schools are mandated. This is a mandate. So some of the schools, and I can't say which ones aren't, some of the middle schools, are only doing like 3 days of the teaching, and they're leaving out all of these horrible things.
But that's not even the issue really anymore, because the issue is that they have the ability to do that, and they can do that, and it's mandated for them to do that.
Yeah, because eventually there's going to be ones that are going to teach it, that they just keep going.
And there are ones that do teach it.
Yeah. Yes.
And just a CDC fact, 60.5% high school teens have never had intercourse. What Planned Parenthood and these other curriculum authors are assuming is that everybody's doing it, so let's just teach them.
Wow.
That's a high number. And at the time of the survey, 71% were not sexually active.
We'll have to have you back.
We're at the top of the hour. They will cut us off. We appreciate you coming in. Just get a hold of us, and we'll get you back on.
Okay.
This is Sovereign Minds, and you're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, and we will change gears in the next hour. Measure A's on the... the agenda.
On the chopping
block. Yeah. So, there you go.
Country after scoring a big and important victory in South Carolina's Democratic primary yesterday. The decisive win could force moderates out of the race and blunt the rise of Bernie Sanders. Biden vowing to improve his campaign operation, his fundraising, and his own performance as we head to Super Tuesday. A federal appeals court will not order former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before Congress.
In a split decision, a federal appeals court has ruled that judges have no role to play in a subpoena fight between the House of Representatives and President Trump to compel the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The 2-1 decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress, even if McGahn did not have to answer questions during testimony. Unless lawmakers make an appeal to the full court or to the Supreme Court, this ruling is likely to preclude other high-ranking officials from having to testify in Democratic-led House investigations of President Trump. George Bonzani reporting.
GM is adding 1,200 jobs at two Michigan factories.
The Lansing Delta Township plant will get a third shift and 800 more workers to build the Chevrolet Traverse and Buick Enclave SUVs, which have three rows of seats. The Lansing Grand River plant will get a second shift and 400 more workers to build two new Cadillac sedans, the CT4 and CT5. GM says employees laid off at other GM factories will fill the new jobs first, then workers will be added, although the company has not yet determined how many new people will be needed. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The last group of about 130 crew members has left the Diamond Princess, vacating the contaminated cruise ship and ending Japan's much-criticized quarantine that left more than one-fifth of the ship's original population infected with the coronavirus. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ice, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-459-3174. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-459-3174. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-459-3174. 1-800-459-3174.
One in every three people in Venezuela is struggling to put enough food on the table to meet minimum nutrition requirements as the nation's severe economic contraction and political upheaval continues.
A study published by the UN World Food Program reveals a startling picture of the large number of Venezuelans surviving off a diet consisting largely of tubers and beans as hyperinflation renders many salaries worthless. A total of 9.3 million people, roughly a third of the population, are moderately or severely food insecure. Food security is defined as an individual being unable to meet basic dietary needs.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Galen Rupp, Alphine Tulemuk, and America's other top distance runners have claimed their spots on the U.S. Olympic marathon team. Rupp reclaimed his status as the nation's top distance runner yesterday, winning his second straight U.S. marathon trials. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. regulators have proposed fining the four major American phone companies more than $200 million combined for improperly disclosing customers' real-time location to other companies.
Location data makes it possible to identify the whereabouts of nearly any phone in the U.S. within seconds. According to published reports, wireless companies had allowed data brokers to pinpoint the location of wireless devices without their owner's knowledge or consent. The Federal Communications Commission announced the proposed fines Friday. The amounts were $91 million for T-Mobile, $57 million for AT&T, $48 million for Verizon, and $12 million for Sprint. Companies can object to the proposed fines. Critics said the FCC took too long and the proposed fines were too low. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 1st, and some famous people are having birthdays. Justin Bieber's 26. Harry Belafonte is 93. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good second half of Sovereign Minds. Hey, okay. Listen, did you hear that? Harry Belafonte is like 93 years old now. I felt like giving a rousing round of, it's a day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It is a day.
It is a day. That whole thing with Michelle, it's wonderful she can put it out there, but that stuff just makes my head hurt.
It makes your head explode?
Yeah, it does. It makes me sick to my stomach, too, as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, I did post on Facebook, the one that has the horse with the flag, Mark Kent. And I'll post it on my other one, Mark E. Kent, as soon as I get a minute here. I just joined the Informed Parents of California group, but I'm pending,
And that's one of the approval. Best ways to get a hold of Michelle or get, involved in more information is that way.
Right. So I posted those. They're on my Facebook page. I'm going to go ahead and post it again on my other Facebook page as soon as I get a chance. And it's on Twitter, and I got two Twitter feeds over there. Look for the one that has Clark Kent, Cub reporter, as the icon. And it's posted there as well. So with that said, we do have a guest in the studio with us here and now. And he's from the great state of Jefferson. And, what can you say about Nick Gardner that nobody else has said already?
Oh, we could probably come up with a few things.
They might have spiced it up with profanity.
My hand is over the dump button, so.
We'll be nice today.
Well, I guess we're going to be talking all things Measure A with Nick Gardner.
Hey, and I've got a little bit of new stuff. Mostly it's the old stuff. But let's talk about arrogant supervisors. And the only reason I'm here today is because Leonard Modi turned down the invitation to be here any of the last five Sundays and the invitation to be at the Patriots meetings on Monday nights to explain to us why he deserves a fourth term as a supervisor. Ashley, let's get ready for clip number three. But, he just doesn't feel like he needs to explain it to us. And I don't think his record shows that he deserves another term. 31 years in law enforcement, 11 years on the Board of Supervisors. Things have only gotten worse. They're so bad that when I'm home, I lock my doors when I'm inside. When I go out to the garden, I lock my door behind me.
I know.
You know?
He doesn't like hard questions. He doesn't want to actually answer any questions that aren't softballs. That's my opinion. I'm just putting it out there because he never puts himself in any position where he has to really
Why should he?
Talk to the people.
I mean, that's the real issue, and the arrogance goes right to that issue, is why should he? He keeps getting elected by the same people, probably the police and fire, mostly union guys that are in his district.
He's very comfortable.
He's very comfortable. They all got their fat pensions. Well, wait a minute. Maybe not so much anymore after this last week.
It doesn't matter. They'll take their pensions away from our services that we've paid for. That's where they get financed. And, Leonard Modi is getting $186,000 a year from his 31 years of service for the city of Reading. And like I say, what are the accomplishments? But I brought that up at a supervisor's meetings about coming to a meeting and explaining to us. Are we ready to queue up that one? Here's their reply after I left a meeting. They came up with this. Go ahead, Ashley.
And then lastly, I had the pleasure of going to a District 2 forum last night, put on the League of Women Voters out at Grant School, where Dale Ball, Susan Pierce, and Leonard Modi answered questions that were initiated by the League of Women Voters, and then questions that were initiated, many of which were initiated by people in the room. The benefit of these types of forums is you can come and you can ask a question, and all the candidates and the incumbent will answer those questions. So I just want to make people aware that it's all over Facebook. Normally you can find these forums, and they're an excellent opportunity to hear what each candidate has to say. And then I'm going to pass it back to you, Supervisor Modi.
Thank you. And just one comment on the forum. The questions all do come from the audience members. I think the league just makes sure that they kind of group them all together if there's all a bunch of same questions. But you're right. It's a great opportunity for the public to come forward and ask what they want to ask.
Yeah, isn't that a farce? You know, I've gone to about four or five of those women of the voters.
League of Women Voters.
The League of Women Voters, and they send around cards, and you write your question down, and somebody comes and collects them. And I watch them, and they stick mine on the bottom of the stack.
Well, you know what that is, though. You've heard of that Delphi technique, right? I guess they've all adopted it now. Yeah. What the Delphi technique is, they act like they want questions from everybody, but they only take the questions that they want to answer when they go through the questions that have been submitted.
That's right, and mm-hmm. there's speculation that Leonard gets the questions ahead of time because, you know, he's rubbing elbows with the end people.
Well, and who knows what questions are being asked, if they're even asking any questions in the ones that are submitted at all. Because, I mean, good grief. I mean, who's nobody standing over there? Is there watching?
Yeah, they don't let the people get up and ask the question. They take the card,
exactly.
Supposedly, and get the question.
It's been my experience that they lean left quite a little bit, as I suspect our supervisors, Comente and Leonard, are leaning left quite heavily. My last experience at a League of Women Voters was down at the library, I don't know, a month and a half ago. And Dr. Danuka was there along with Betancourt, and Megan Daly decided not to show up. And there were candidates there for the Senate, and Brian Dolly decided not to show up. But they don't let you even applaud. You're not supposed to clap or say, yeah, that's a good answer or anything. You're supposed to sit there stone-faced and just listen like a bunch of sheep. So they ask a question about, I believe it was about education, and Dr. Danuka said, you know, the feds shouldn't be telling us what to teach. The states, that should be the state's forum, and the state should have each county decide what their educational program is going to be. And he got done, and I just clapped out real loud. And, oh, man, the silence was deafening. And the old gal that was running the show, I'd like to remind the audience that there'll be no audience participation. So I blurted out, well, I just got so excited I couldn't stand there. Everybody started laughing.
I just, before we go on, I just want to let people, you know, because I book a lot of people for the show, and I talk to people. A lot of the candidates, and I won't mention any names, some of them, if they do call back, will say, well, what are the questions before? I don't give questions to anybody before, just so people know that. I don't set them up so they know exactly how to answer, when to answer, and all that.
Hey, no. This is me you're talking to now, you know? I mean, I don't take questions from no one, you know what I'm saying?
So with that, we don't groom them before they get on the radio program. I just throwing it out there.
We sort of grooms them after they get here.
Yeah. Enter at your own risk at this, the way this goes. So with that, what else you got over there about Measure A?
I've got a bunch. Now,
what's some of the new stuff that you're looking at?
I went to a town hall last month, and they didn't let the audience ask questions. You can go around and talk to the separate people. And they were kind of avoiding me, but I was hitchhiking. I learned a lot just hitchhiking on the answers that other people would ask. And Comente was talking to this gal, and this gal was real concerned about rehabbing and getting people off drugs. And she was on the borderline whether she was going to vote for Measure A. And And Joe assured her that, we're going to have this rehab program, and we're going to get them in there, and we're going to get them off drugs. And what about a navigation center? And he says, well, I envision a navigation center right down there on Burleiser Road at the county's property down there, and right next to it, a Noah's Village.
What's a Noah's Village?
Oh, that's the free homeless little shacks for the homeless people. So that's why I say I'm thinking they lean left, because he's never said anything. So they're going to have a place for their services where they can go in and, I don't know, get their methadone or food stamps or
needles,
free money or whatever. And then they can just live right next door in Noah's Village that we're all paying for. That might be a
non-profit.
Know,
it's kind of like that email you sent me this last week about the guaranteed universal income, that they've got a bill that they're trying to pass in the state of California that everybody gets $1,000 a month.
Did you see where they want to introduce the bill for that it's mandatory that they get housing? Homes?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Newsom, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, he said it should be like a prescription.
You go to your doctor. The doctor should write you a prescription so you can get your own house.
You have a right to housing, and you have a right to money. You don't have a right to, work. Who cares? And what happens if everybody does that? If you were on a deserted island and everybody stopped working and nobody cared, and what would happen?
The government would tell you, get on the treadmill and get to work.
Everybody would starve is exactly what would happen, or die of exposure.
I'm just saying, they'll tell you to get on the treadmill or I'd get rid of you.
Anyway.
And with that, I think we do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's time to glow at the Reading Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Reading Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You'll say we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us,
Hey, that was sounding pretty good there.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're back. Sour Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Can say that five times fast, Nick.
I'm not even going to try. So here's some new stuff.
All right.
I just printed this out this morning. This is the agenda for the supervisors' meeting this coming Tuesday. And what got me wondering was I listened to Greenberg, that Dr. Greenberg that's a specialist in narcotics addictions.
Right.
Very well spoken. Lots of good information on from him. He was on Carl's show.
I did hear part of that, yeah.
Friday from 8 till 9, along with Steve Davidson, a retired police officer. And Steve Davidson mentioned that in addition to getting a new 400 or 500-bed jail, that they're going to get $1.2 million per year for narcotics treatment in the jail. And so here's what's on the agenda, the consent calendar for Tuesday. Approve a retroactive amendment effective August 1st, 2019, to the agreement with Agus Treatment Centers, LLC, to provide narcotic replacement therapy services, which adds language to clarify billing and payment, and it amounts to we're paying them $4 million a year already for narcotic replacement therapy services. In addition, there's another one down here, approve an amendment effective date of signing with California Locums, PC, to provide locum tenants, psychologists, and nurse practitioners, which increase maximum compensation by $250,000.
Actually, that was psychiatrist.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. I graduated from Enterprise High School. It comes to a total of $1,250,000. So we're already giving over $5 million for treatment for, they call it opiate dependency. Now.
Well, you go down farther and you see the approval of a retroactive agreement with Empire Hotel, which is a recovery center. I mean,
so it's a big deal. We're going to get $1.2 million for narcotics intervention, and look what we're paying already. You know, it's a failure, folks. Why do we want to give them some more money?
Yeah, you got a good point here. And where's all this money coming from right now? The general fund, I'm assuming.
Well, the general fund's replenished by us taxpayers, which brings me to another point now. Carl's he's getting to be quite the wordsmith. I would venture to say sometimes you might even call it fake news, what I hear on his show. He mentioned to Steve Davidson that one of the callers, and I'm sure it was me, is insinuating that all they're worried about is their CalPERS, that somehow this tax is going to be robbed to go to CalPERS. And I never said that. What I pointed out is that in 2020, this year, we are paying $23.8 million to CalPERS for unfunded pension liabilities. So I got to looking, and there's 24,766 households in Shasta County. That excludes Redding, Shasta Lake City, and Anderson. So when you divide the two together on a 20-year payoff for CalPERS, each household is contributing $923 to unfunded liabilities. Now, why do we give money to the government? Why do we create government? We created government to provide
service and protection.
And infrastructure.
Right.
Things we can't provide for ourselves. That's our safety and infrastructure money right there, and they have taken and rewarded themselves with lavish retirements. I'll remind you, Leonard Modi won $186,000 a year, and now they want more money to do their job.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be doing an expose. I've been doing some homework on the unfunded liabilities and the CalPERS, and just in the last week or two, it's come to light. You know, just to throw another stick on the fire, that CalPERS has been investing in communist Chinese-controlled companies that are used to data mine American citizens. Now, that's their retirement program. And you think about that for a second. That's one aspect of that retirement program. There's so much malfeasance going on in that retirement program. That's partially why there's unfunded liabilities. And these guys' answer is going to raise more money to, create enough to block the shortfall of what's coming. And then we had a drop in the market of 4,000 points this last week. Do you think that CalPERS has any investments in those? And if that keeps going, which it might, they're going to come up a lot more short on their unfunded liabilities. And they're just not, what's going to happen? They're going to be forced into a bankruptcy, at this point anyway. If you ask me, and that's typically the out that they take, according to the guy that I'm reading this on, who happens to be the best forensic auditor in the country of retirement programs.
Well, but CalPERS is taking preventative steps. They just fired the Chinese guy they hired to do investments.
Yeah. Oh, they fired the Chinese spy that was handling their investments.
That's him.
That's another piece and aspect of how this works. The malfeasance is also on the people that have fiduciary responsibilities to invest properly for their pensioners. That's what they're supposed to be doing by law, and they're not doing it. And this goes at all levels. And I'm starting to crack into some of this stuff, and I think you're going to see a ton more malfeasance on this stuff than we ever thought possible. And you know, the sad part is that the people who did work hard, that do have a pension, that did earn it, that aren't making those extravagant fees like Leonard Modi and the brass, are going to lose a lot of their pensions.
And they don't even know it.
I'm trying to post a wake up, because one of the things that they can do about that this is get involved and start asking questions and start looking into their portfolios and start calling
Can't
up their.
Can't they opt out of that?
Well, only way you can opt out of that at the government level is to quit and move your money and roll it into something else. So
we shouldn't be just picking on Leonard Modi. Mike Warren, he makes over $20,000 a month.
It's a target rich environment, Nick.
There's a lot of them up there that's
Kurt
made
Starman,
it rich.
Kurt Idaho Tom, Larry Lees. You know, and what most of them have in common, they've left the area.
Well yeah.
And, you know, let's say that the CalPERS takes a hit of 10%. Is that going to hurt Larry Lees or Modi or
it's going to hurt us. That's coming straight out of our services. So let's go back to Measure 8.
Okay.
They claim that they've got this money locked up and it can't be spent anyplace else. This is benchmarked for new hires. Okay, here's how you can get money away from, say, the staffing of the jail. Say, for round numbers, you've got 100 people staffed at the jail, and this Measure A, if it passes, is going to hire 20 more. Okay, you've got 120. Well, over the next 2 or 3 years, 7 or 10 of them retire. Do you replace them, or you just let them go and put that money in the general fund and say, hey, you've still got your 20 new money here. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's easy enough to do. To protect that, they would have to say, okay, your budget for the jail is $10 million. You're getting $2 million for the new hires for Measure A. So the budget for the jail can't fall under $12 million.
Okay.
That way they couldn't take any money away. But they don't have that figured in here, and it's not going to happen.
I haven't read it, so I have to go a little bit by other people's word because I haven't read the whole thing.
Well, what Joe Comente said at the town hall is there's a lot of misinformation out there and people saying things that aren't true. So you can believe me. Only believe me.
Well, I do have several people that have read into it and that I trust. And what I'm saying is that as an informed voter, we shouldn't just willy-nilly vote a proposition in because we're afraid. And I think that's part of what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that because of the fear out there of what's been happening in the community, people are ready to vote anything in without reading it and without going over it.
They think it's a cure-all, too.
Without verifying it. And then they depend on some of their trusted sources of information. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's a few guys that are promoting this that I don't believe have read the bill either.
I've read it. I've read every word of it. Well, not every word, but I've read
the
important
stuff. Well, I'm sorry
if
they're pushing it so hard. Is that people look at it as a cure-all, that this gel, you're going to get this sales tax, I'm sorry, and this gel's going to be built like that. Excuse me, when has the government or anybody that builds building like that going to have it done in a short period of time? By the time you break ground and even start building it, you're behind the time as far as beds because you haven't actually,
okay,
you know, did the problem. I'm sorry, but you're not conquering the problem of the people.
Okay, let me point something out now. I have read this bill, and here's a flyer right here that was sent around. It says right here, there's going to be two new officers in Anderson, 23 in Redding, 20 in Shasta County. There's going to be a whole bunch of correction officers, district attorneys, probation officers, public defenders, and it says plus 500 jail beds. I have heard Carl Bott say that this says it's going to build a jail up to 500 jail beds. He goes back and forth on the figure. I've heard Joe Comente say it's going to, hey, we get ready to queue up the Modi one. I've heard Joe Comente say that this is going to build up to a certain number, that we're going to build a tower. He has sent out photos of the tower that Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto have drawn up. I remember they drew up a big plan for Kutras Park down there, and it never came to fruition. And I've had people say, well, they've got the drawings. They're going to build it. Let's go ahead and find out what they really have in mind. This starts off with Joe Comente talking, and then it feathers over to Leonard Modi. Listen to this real close.
I'm just looking for a clarification. Are you looking like for a 500-bed jail, or are you looking for maybe more jail capacity, but maybe, you know, 200 people in a work camp and those kind of things?
Yeah, I'm looking for more broad-based capacity. So if you look at a work camp, if you look at a transitional rehabilitation facility, if you look at courtrooms 1 and 2, if you looked at bringing back the tower proposal that had been brought out before, so it's going to be a culmination of, you know, 200 beds here, 60 beds here, 100 beds here. So, yeah, I am certainly in my mindset, and I'll speak for Steve on this as well, because we talked about it. Neither of us was thinking in terms of one large facility. We were thinking about using all the different areas that we could to have jail space.
Listen to Leonard now. Listen to Leonard.
Bed study, I believe, last year, and it showed that in 2019, we should have, at the high end, was 518 beds. We currently sit at 483 and probably put at least 40 or so in out-of-county beds, so we're close to that. So we get to that 518 or 19 beds today. So, and then, as you just mentioned, with courtroom 1 and 2, probably adding 60 more beds or more, clearly gets us over our future projection of what is needed. And this thing, so I'm a little bit concerned that we don't build a, you know, a 300 or 400 bed jail facility that our study show would not be needed at this point. And then it also brings up the point of, before I leave that, but I do really like the idea of adding.
So what's that? That sounds like supervisory speak. What was that translated into English?
They are not going to build a jail at that time. That was in July 16th of this last year. Joe Comente, he wants 80 beds here, 120 beds there. Basically, he said, no, they're not wanting to build a tower. And then you had Modi come on there and say that 500 beds is all our study says that we need, and he's not in favor of building a bigger jail that we probably won't need.
So it's not 500 beds necessarily in one facility.
Well,
it's now you add up all the beds in the county, and that classifies 500?
Now they're feathering over and saying, oh, we're going to build this tower and we're going to get these beds. And I was at that town hall they had, and Eric McGraney got up there and spoke about all the officers he needs, how he's understaffed, and he's understaffed. And he explained it all, and I sympathized with him. And his last sentence said, he said, we're hoping to get a tower, meaning a jail. He's hoping. And they're saying it's in here. It is not in here. I've read this plenty of times. The jail is mentioned twice in here, and here's two sentences that it's mentioned in. The jail construction program subcategory, construction repair, renovation and maintenance of existing county jail and adult detention facilities, as well as a future county jail and adult detention facilities. There's no mention there, and it definitely says that they are going to repair, renovate, and maintain the old jail. Now, here's the second sentence. Operation of existing county jail and adult detention facilities, as well as future county jail and adult detention facilities, no number, including but not limited to the hiring and training of staff and the providing of inmate food services and inmate health. We're already providing those. We're already maintaining the old jail. That's all coming
and
up.
It doesn't say anything about new construction of beds. It doesn't say it's going to build a new building. It says a new facility, but it doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't clarify that they're going to actually do a new construction. It could be an old building or another.
Well, I wish it would be an old building. Just section it off and stick it in there. But you know what? They want this Taj Mahal like they always do. And we can get to that. Bob Hossinger told me, you know, they could build a one-story jail for less than half the cost. We've got property out at Stillwater with the infrastructure in. We've already paid for it, take it and build it out there. But, you know, the thing is, though, they've been selling now for a couple, 2 or 3 months, that they're going to build a jail. And it's not written in here they're going to build a jail. So in 4 or 5 years, when the real big crunch hits with unfunded liabilities and they start jerking money away that's already being paid on that, they'll say, read that. There's nothing in there that says we can't take this money.
Yeah, we're doing what we're supposed to do. We need to go to a break, and then we have a caller. Before we go to a break, I have an announcement. I'm not trying to cut you off, Nick, but hang in there. I was told that I needed to announce this, that the American Legion Family Shastopolis 197 is celebrating 100 years of service to the community, state, and nation. That is this Saturday, March 7th, from 12 to 4 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street, Reading. And we were going to go. Are we ready now? And we will go to a break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Good times that you said. Are you feeling? You feeling that way too? Or am I just a fool? In the summer.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center. caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Still can.
No. We can't do that.
Manure.
I've got a lot of stuff I want to get to, so let's get these callers in quick.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I think on the first line is Peter. Good morning,
hey.
Peter.
Hey, guys. Good show as usual. Listen, I just got off the Bing, and the population of Reading today is 91,808. The population in 2010 was 89,900. So the population of Reading has increased under 2,000 people. Between 2000 and 2010, the population increased by 9,035. My point in all this is, you were there at the meeting, Nick, when someone asked, what is the budget for the Sheriff's Department, for the Police Department? And it was $44 million. So now they want to increase that budget by $31 million a year, which is over a 70% increase, for a population that has increased over the last 10 years under 2,000 people. Where the hell is all the money going?
The resources and rehab. You know, the sheriff and Stephanie Bridget mentioned this. Tracy Neal has mentioned it at the town hall. They're not in the prosecution business. Stephanie says, my prosecutors are so busy lining these perpetrators up, these people that are accused of crime, with services and rehab and the things that they need, that I just don't have enough men. The same thing with Tracy Neal. We've got to get this navigation center. We've got to get them to these services when they get out of jail. My thoughts are, you know, probation, they check and make sure that they're not breaking the law. And if they are breaking the law, they put them back in jail. The district attorney, her job is to prosecute them. The rehab and all that stuff, that's social services. Shove it over to the social service.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to point out is, for the population in Reading has increased by 2,000 people over 10 years, and yet we've got to increase our budget for the police by over 70%. First of all, why have we got to have, what has happened to Reading in the last 10 years with all our money, where the population has basically stayed still, and now they've got to increase the law enforcement by over 70%? It gets back to what that Australian guy was saying yesterday, mate, the only people coming here are lowlifes.
May I invite-
and that's what we're catering to. We've turned this county into the drug rehab center of the West Coast, which is what you're saying exactly today.
That's right. Let's get rid of it. I say lock them up, make them uncomfortable. They don't want to be here.
I say ship them out.
There you go. Let's ship them to Australia.
There you go, mate. Hey, listen, you got to remember with me, mate, I'm American, okay?
That's right.
My head and my heart is American, but my mouth's still Australian.
Yes.
Okay?
Bet you guys miss me now.
Don't you ever go to Australia, because if you come back there, you're going to be so offended you might have to go to spend $200 an hour to some whack job at psychiatrist.
Well, I think I'll go to the massage therapist if I might have got that kind of money to spend.
I got mate.
All right, thanks for calling in, Peter. Next on the line, we've got Dick. Good morning, Dick.
Hey.
Hey,
good morning.
You got a question?
You know, about this Measure A. For I've been voting, my wife and I have been voting for years all the time. Anywhere there's want more money, I always vote no, no matter what it is. There's plenty of money. They just waste it all. They never go on any cost saving. They don't want to cost. They just want more money, more money. But there's something, Nick, he's read several. I have not read the Measure A. I just going to vote against it, period. But Nick has read several passages of it, and a lot of them end in, but not limited to. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're listening.
It says, but not limited to. Isn't that kind of an open door to spend the money on anything you want? At least you can do this, this, and this, but not limited to.
Right.
But doesn't that say that you can just spend the money whatever you want to because it's not limited to what they just specified?
That's my complaint all along. It's not targeted enough. They aren't giving us right, straight, and black and white. This is what the money's going to go for.
Well, I'm posting it on my Facebook. I'll post it on Twitter as well. The actual bill, Measure A, you can go to the SaveShasta.com and read it for yourself. And I suggest that you do, and maybe that will, you know, give everybody a clue as to, you know, how it is working or not working. And
who's going to be paying for it if it does?
And, you know, here's the fundamental question for me at this point is, yeah, we have some responsibility to read the bill and understand, and everything that I'm hearing, you know, do I trust? Okay, that's the first question I ask myself. Do I trust the county supervisors to do what they say they're going to do with this money?
Well, no. The thing is, you know, they've lied to us once. I'm disappointed they lied to us. I'm not disappointed they lied to us. I'm disappointed that I can't believe anything they say now. Maybe we could go to clip number two. This is Danelle Ewert, and he's pushing the supervisors to make a decision on a navigation center and homeless resource center. Can we go now? Gosh, she does a good job.
As a pilot.
Here, listen to this.
So going back to the San Antonio model, which I've talked about numerous times, which I think a very effective model. It's been proven to be successful. And I just want to remind folks that they – you know, we're going to build a new jail in San Antonio because of their homeless issue and all the crime issues that they had. And instead, they invested in this homeless resource center and a variety of other mental health services. And now they have 1,000 empty beds in their existing jail. They did not have to build a jail. So they've been very successful in their efforts. And you know,
the main thing that I picked up on that is he just admitted that all the homeless are the criminal problem. He said they took care of the homeless, they got them navigation center and everything, and their crime problem went away. I thought that was quite interesting. But, you know, the thing about San Antonio having 1,000 empty jail beds didn't ring true to me, so I called up the jail in San Antonio, and I told them what was said, and I asked the guy, I said, do you have 1,000 empty jail beds? And he said, no. I said, do you have 500? He said, no. So here's the kicker now, okay? I've caught Donnell being dishonest with us on that. He's the head of HHS, Health and Human Services. He's a big cheese, and he steers the supervisors on where our resources go. They listen to him, his advice, and make decisions on homeless shelters, resource centers, and that kind of stuff. So I went to the next supervisors meeting, and I pointed this out to the supervisors. This was a false statement that he said. And I ran into Les Ball about a month later, and I asked Les, I said, did you guys discuss that after the meeting? And he said, no. And I said, well, what's the deal? He says, well, I just turned it over to Larry Lease. He says, we don't have any control over that. It's up to Larry. And, you know, what would you do if your employees given you false information for you to make decisions? Wouldn't you think the supervisors would want to get involved and say, hey, what's going on here?
You would think so.
If it's going across the board, I'm just saying.
I have a question if anybody knows the answer to. You know, Shasta Solutions set up the website for that Measure A that says yes on Measure A. Does anybody know who Shasta Solutions is? Who's running these shows? Who's running these websites? Everything's positive. I'm just wondering if there's any connections behind the scenes as to who's putting this all together.
Yeah, who's pushing the money.
Does anybody know?
And one of my questions is, if it doesn't pass, and it may not pass, does anybody have anything as like plan B for this? for what's going on. And with that, I'm sorry, you'll have to answer on the other side of the break, Nick.
Okay. Yes,
all right. With that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah, a little, I know, I was wondering, I was looking at your eyes, wondering if you knew who that was.
Oh, yeah.
That's old stuff there.
Well, we're moving right along, very fast pace.
I sent you the ending song, you'll know who it is, but I'll bet you Jimmy won't.
I don't know, do I get the ending song?
No, I've got it clicked in there.
Oh.
Okay,
we've got Dick.
I'm still on air. I never was disconnected. I had one more thing I wanted to say.
Go for it.
You know, like Paul Kanaka, born in India, and there's several other people that are foreign-born that are more civic-minded and more patriotic than people who are actually born in this country. There's Mauricio Hansen, who I think was born in Sweden or Denmark in the country over there. And you know, he's responsible for that veterans home out there being built, and he donated land across the street for that.
The clinic?
Yeah, and then he is responsible for getting that chapel built out at the cemetery.
Maybe we could get him to build a jail and we wouldn't have to have
And there's Kim Chamberlain, lives in Anderson, he's born in South Korea. She does so much for veterans. She's so appreciative of the people coming to her country and help fight over there in the Korean War. And there's Peter down there. I think he's from
sounded like from Australia. He called in. He's very patriotic. And just like Paul Kanaka, born in India, he sees how his country was, and he doesn't want this country to be the same as where he left. And those people who are born in other countries become very civic-minded patriots, and more than people who actually live here, we take it all for granted. I just wanted to say that I appreciate these foreign-born people come over and try to help us.
Well, thanks for calling in, and you are right there, Mr. Wilkinson, with that.
Okay.
All right, thanks again. Have a wonderful day, and now we'll go to Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have two questions. Has anybody looked inside of the jail and see if they have every room has one bed, two beds? If they have one, just why don't they put two? If they have two, why don't they put three? Okay, that would solve some problem.
Works for me.
Well, stack them up. Hey, it's better than under the bridge, isn't it? Okay. And what is the other one? And why don't they put them to work? Why can't they just go and clean up the woods around Redding?
Well, because I think California has a law against that, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, like the chain gang. Yeah. Yeah, they got some kind of law. They have
rights.
Oh,
they can't do that?
No, they can't do it in California is what we have been told and stuff because...
Oh, so they have to say, then why don't they take the television away?
Oh, no, they have rights. You don't understand. They have rights.
Hey, we need a new position in the county called head jailer, and we're going to put you. I'm going to nominate you, Maria.
Well, I think so. I think I should be.
Supervisor in charge of humiliation.
There you go.
Well, no, but I mean, really, if there is, what's wrong with it just getting them closer together and use the same room?
I'm with you.
Well, then maybe we should say something to them, no? To the people in charge.
They don't listen to us. They tell us how things are going to be. They are the new royalty class of America.
Well, I'm sick of them, then.
I am, too.
Then.
Okay, and I vote no always, no matter what they want. If we have to live within our means, they have to live within their means. End of the story. There is nothing else to say about that.
I agree.
Okay, so the question was asked, what are we going to do if Measure A fails? Well, you know, I asked Steve Gibson if he would
be calling in, Maria.
Open
to... Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
If he would be open to working on another plan that might just include a jail. And he said, yeah, he was open to it. He's ready to go. I would like to think that Leonard Modi isn't going to take his marbles and go home and be angry. And the same with Joe, because we do have a problem. And this isn't the only solution. If the people don't like this solution, we need to go someplace else and figure something else out. I personally would like to see a half-cent sales tax dedicated to building a jail only and staffing a jail only. All new money that couldn't go anywhere else. And, you know, they could get that going real quick. We could do a one-story jail out at Stillwater. The city of Redding should be happy to give us that property out there. We've already paid for to get control of the crime problem. Once we get the criminals off the street, the homeless problem will be just a lot easier to deal with. I can see you're over there wanting to interrupt, and I'm not going to let you, Mark.
Well, you know, the old saying is don't let a good crisis go to waste, and I think that's a prime example of what we're looking at here, is the fear that's out there in the community. These guys aren't facing that fear. They're getting flack back from the people in the community, but I bet you most of these guys are all in gated communities or live where it's not a problem, and so we want something that's actually going to go toward what it says it's going to go for, not this sleight of hand.
Do what you say.
And that's what that's the problem is that after you don't trust somebody, it's hard to gain that back.
Well, this Measure A does not guarantee a jail. If we had a 1 cent sales tax strictly for a jail, that would guarantee a jail. And, you know, 3 or 4 years, we could get that built in no time. Just build pods of 35 or 50 prisoners, build one, use it, build another one, and just keep adding to it. You don't have to wait till the whole shebang's gone and all 10 stories are up. And after 2 or 3 years, when we see some sincerity out of our elected officials, maybe they could come and say, we need another half cent. We need 20 more deputies. We need 20 more sheriffs. We need this. And maybe they could sell us on that because, you know, a penny isn't a lot. My complaint is where the money's going to go, and I'm not confident it's going to go.
My complaint is that where's the money going now, you know?
Exactly,
they need to open that all up. up and be completely transparent across the board, because then you really can't trust them with anything. You know, I mean, if they won't even show what they got now, I don't trust them at all.
Sorry, they're going to cut us off.
I understand what you're
saying. Thanks for coming in and discussing Measure A again with us.
Government is not reason, is not eloquence. It is force like fire and is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I didn't get to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.